Right, so I'm in Stone High Street with Alan and Anne Taylor. I came down here to take some photos of a cheque presentation from Regent Travel to the community first responders, and I've just found out that Anne and Alan are celebrating their golden wedding anniversary today, which is 50 years. So, Anne,
yes.
Where did you get married?
We got married in Tarcross, which is a suburb of Birmingham.
Okay.
It's St Peter's Church.
And that was 50 years ago
50
today.
Years 50 ago. Today, yes.
And yeah. When did you move to Stone, Alan?
We moved to Stone, Anne will tell you better than me, I think it was 1985, was it?
Six.
1986.
Yeah, I moved up here because I used to work in Birmingham, but I was then transferred to Stoke from Trent office. So they asked me to move a little bit closer.
Oh, I see, yes. Where were you working?
It was an insurance company. At the time, they were called Commercial Union, but they are now, they've merged, and they're now part of Aviva Group.
Oh, okay, yes.
And in fact, that's where I met Anne 50-odd years ago. She also worked at Commercial Union in Birmingham.
Oh, I see,
so we met there.
And when did you both get involved with the first responders?
Well, I was one of the founder members of the first responders in 2007.
Yeah, okay.
We started up, and I think I'm virtually the only founder member that that takes part now. And Anne got involved probably a couple of years later. Anne's not involved on the I'm involved on the medical side.
Yes.
In fact, I go out and see patients.
Yes.
Anne is what they call a navigator.
So what does that involve then, Anne?
Well, I tell him where to go on the Terrafix, because when there's just one of you to watch the Terrafix,
yes,
it's quite difficult because it goes down country lanes and you suddenly get a turn.
What's the Terrafix? Sorry.
It's like a sat nav.
Oh, right, okay.
It's that thing there.
Oh, that's really hard. It's like a computer screen in the vehicle,
isn't
it?
It's when we get a job, the ambulance service flash on there where we're going to.
Yes.
But it's nice for the lady to say, oh yes, turn right or turn left.
Yes.
But the problem is, quite often there are two turnings going to the right.
Yes.
I'm not sure which one I go down. So Anne's saying, oh, it's the second one.
Yes.
Go down the second one.
Yeah,
so,
brilliant.
So
just to make sure you get there as quickly as possible.
And we also get messages on the handheld radio,
yes,
which are like texts, and you can't look at those when you're driving along. So I
pick those
up.
Brilliant,
And we started doing this really because when the responders started up, all the people that were in it were working, and Alan was the only one retired to do it in the daytime.
Yes.
And he felt it was a shame not to be able to respond on his own, and asked me, they call me a buddy.
A buddy.
We call her a navigator.
Okay.
Because I'm not actually trained, I don't get out of the car, I have to stay in the car all the
time. I see,
apart like if the ambulance has got lost and I'll go and look for it and stuff like that.
But
I don't go into the cause with it. Because, well, there's this suing policy around these
That's right. Yeah,
and I
careful.
Wouldn't be covered under the ambulance insurance because I haven't got any training.
Yes. And then just back to you two, really. What the obvious question, really? What's the secret of 50 years of happy marriage?
Sense of humour.
Sense of humour, definitely. From my point of view, always agree with your wife. Never disagree.
From my
with
point
it.
Of view, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
And are you doing anything to celebrate?
Yes, we're going out for a meal tonight.
Lovely.
To the Wayfarer. We're having at the mill on Sunday, we're having a hog roast.
Oh, lovely.
For 62
people.
60-odd
people are turning up to that. Well, it's pretty much an informal thing, really. It's not a sit-down meal, so it doesn't matter whether 60 people turn up or 57 people turn up.
Just nice to get family around and
friends.
That's
right, yeah.
Have you got children and grandchildren?
Yes, we've got two daughters and four granddaughters.
Oh, wow. Female all the way. I'm afraid I feel sorry for you, Alan.
The talk in our house is not football and cricket when they're all together, but it's makeup and fashion. And I am not a cool granddad because I don't join in the conversation.
I feel your pain. I've got two daughters and a female cat as well. So you feel ganged up on, don't you?
Well, we did have a male dog, but he went and died.
That's
all
right, yes.
Oh, dear me. Well, congratulations.
Thank you
very much. It's made my day.
Yeah,
thank you.
You.